Hello, and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Ellingham, joined by Michael Campo Campbell.
Hello, Nelson. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How's work?
New job. You are so lucky that you don't have a job to go to every day.
I count my lucky stars.
Apart from the I'm financially secure and I have something to fill my days. You know, I've got a purpose.
Yeah.
It's a bit annoying.
Yeah.
So you're... You're onto something here, I think.
Yeah. I won the lottery. Yeah. Really. If you think about it.
That was a redundancy.
Yeah, that's right. That's not going to last forever.
And when you... Okay, so we're recording this at Nelson's house this week.
Yes.
And when Nelson has to come down and collect people to bring him up. And when you came down to collect me, Nelson, you would hit what I described as almost peak unemployed.
Yeah.
Explain to them what you're wearing currently.
Okay, well...
That t-shirt, did you sleep in it?
Yes, I slept in this t-shirt, but otherwise just a normal t-shirt. Yep. If you saw somebody in the supermarket with a t-shirt on, you wouldn't judge them.
No, I mean, it's a little crease, but okay.
But from the waist down,
yep,
probably.
Okay.
So my pants are just some tracksuit pants.
Mm-hmm.
Also slept in these.
Yep.
Oh, no, maybe I didn't. Nah. I went bottomless.
You've really put a bloody effort in, haven't you?
I know. You put pants. And then I was wearing socks and thongs.
Yeah.
That was the peak.
Yeah.
Flip-flops and thongs.
And you were wearing like...
And socks. Flip-flops and
But you
socks.
Not only were you wearing socks, you were wearing like business socks.
That's true, because these ones I felt I was weighing up. Which were the wooliest.
I
think these were probably the warmest.
Right.
Because I've been a bit sick this week, Amber. Yeah. Okay? All right? I can get away with wearing these things.
What's wrong, Nels? What's been ailing you?
Well, I've had like a bit of a sort of cold thing. It's been a weird sickness, right? I've had all the symptoms of a normal cold, but mild and over a longer period of time.
Oh.
It's weird. New strain of... The cold.
You've got the demo version.
The what demo version?
Yeah.
Ah, but it lasts longer.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Maybe this will eventually kill the human race one day.
Well, maybe.
We never know.
And I'll be first because I see you every week.
Yep, that's true. That's true. It'd be pretty dangerous. But anyway.
Anyway, that was Reddit on Reddit. If you want to get in contact with this R-E-A-D-I-T podcast. This week, Nelson, first of all, here's a free plug that's almost useless because it's almost finished, but a friend of ours has a comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Game Boys, and then it's got a really long other title that I don't remember the full
Legend, Warlord, Saga, something.
Yeah. Anyway, it's called Game Boys. I went and saw it on the weekend, and I must say, because I know you saw it when they were, like, rehearsing it.
Yeah, so. When they were rehearsing, yeah.
So I saw it on Saturday.
So I saw it without like any show lights or anything.
Yeah.
It was.
They bloody nailed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Everything was like landing. It was real funny. I really enjoyed it.
Ah, cool. So, that's really good.
I think they're on for like another week.
Yep.
You're in Melbourne. Go see it at the Tuxedo Cat. It's very funny.
Okay.
And tell them that Nelson sent you. They'll be real confused. Yeah. It's like, we didn't tell them to do that.
Yeah. Well, and then. While you're there,
oh no!
Plug Reddit podcast.
Tell them it's our friend Eden. Yeah.
to the other members of the audience.
Eden that is in the show. Tell them that Eden sent you, and then he'd be like, "What?
I'm Eden. Yeah, you sent me
from the future." So I saw that on Saturday, but apart from that, so it turns out I found this out just the other week, Nelson. Mm-hmm. My brother and his fiance are moving to Europe.
Ah, indefinitely?
Yeah.
Oh,
so...
Wow, okay.
So, she's leaving on Tuesday. So, tomorrow?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Yeah.
So, she's leaving tomorrow. So, we had a goodbye lunch for her. Then he's going to sort out... They've got like a house and stuff. They've got like a full situation. Yeah, he's going to sort that out and he's going to go in 2 months.
And he's got like a pretty stable job and stuff as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Does she just hate Australia that much?
Probably.
Yeah.
Look. I don't want
to... Are they going to France? Because she's French, right?
Yes. They are going to France. Where they're going to live, I'm not sure yet. They might live either France or Poland or No one cares about this. we had a family get together.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I just realized how personal this conversation was. I'm genuinely interested because I know the people, but anybody listening.
Tell him I say hi. I will tell him you say hi.
This is a terrible start to the podcast. Okay.
Anyway, family get together. Yeah. And as always, my crazy granddad was there to just ruin everything.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, dude. He was loudly stating to anyone that would listen, he thinks it's a terrible idea.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone's entitled to an opinion, Gambe. Okay? True. So, let the man
and
be.
And when you have that opinion, loudly state it to whoever will listen.
Exactly. Well, I was going to go with you to the performance on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a poker game instead.
Oh.
I won $20, Gambe.
Look at
$20 richer.
Oh, so, not so unemployed anymore, are you?
Well, like I know. That's the first bit of income I've had for a very long time. So I should just do that every weekend. $20 every weekend. I'll be a millionaire in no time.
If things keep going as they are, eventually we're going to be doing this podcast. And all the Reddit threads that you'll be going through are like ones that people are looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Saw this on the Hire Me Now thread.
Exactly, yeah.
What do you think of this? Cleaner. I could be a cleaner.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, and maybe I need the listeners to give me job suggestions. Yeah. Or money. I don't know.
So you played poker and you won $20. Yeah, I played poker.
And that sounds good. Sounds like, wow, you won $20.
Mm.
But I basically almost definitely, I would say there was a 99.99% chance that I threw away an extra $50. Because I just did something really stupid and then I lost. And so I came third instead of second. And second was an extra $50. So I was kind of disappointed in the end.
Were you playing it with your usual poker buddy? Because like the people that you play poker with, they're normally pretty into poker as well.
Yes, sort of. I don't know.
I mean, more than me.
We don't really... Well, yeah, but everybody is more into poker than you.
Hey, there's probably someone that's not. Maybe. Oh, I don't know.
That's deaf and pretty blind. Pretty not into maybe. It. But anyway, that was what happened with me. I also bought a bike. I'm yet to use it.
Like a...
Push bike.
Okay.
Just so that you know.
Why?
Well, there's a bike track nearby.
Where is
and
it?
I'm unemployed and I don't do anything. It's out there. Anyway.
The listeners can't see what you say just out there.
What? They wanted to know it's on the balcony.
Yeah.
There you go, listeners. This is a terrible start.
Well, you know, thing. It's not a very good podcast.
That's true. All right.
Well, I had another person actually on Saturday night go the classic. You know what? I still haven't got around to listening to your podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Shut up. I'm sick of hearing it. You're never going to listen. Whatever. We don't care. We've already...
I think I'm going to start getting really offended.
That's a good idea, actually.
Like, what? We were talking about you specifically.
Yeah, exactly. Every week we dedicated the show to you. Anyway. All right, let's move into Reddit on Reddit. This is where the podcast really ramps up.
Yeah.
Okay. Just in case you're a first-time listener and you're like, what is this?
Why was he just talking about his brother moving for so long?
I can't believe it. I was so genuinely interested.
I'm such a Reddit fan. I came to listen for the Reddit. And they were just talking about his brother.
Oh, this is terrible. Anyway, okay. Well, this will cheer you up, Kimber.
Yep. Well, I'm not upset, but
Well, you were. I knew you were. Because you're like, I'm on this stupid podcast that is terrible. That's what you were thinking.
That's true. All my other podcasts are so good quality.
But Cambo, by Funny Billy Pro.
Oh, good name, because it's funny.
In the subreddit podcasts.
Oh, look out.
Bet you're wondering what he said.
Yeah.
New stat, in capital letters.
Good.
84% of shows with 100,000 plus downloads are over 51 minutes long. We have hit the nail on the head.
Yes, we've done it.
We thought we were just rambling and it was stupid and nobody was going to listen, but we can just basically sit back and wait for the 100,000
downloads
to come in.
Well, yeah, because every time that we finish this show, we always go, we should make it shorter.
I know.
We always try, for people that don't know, if you look back at our back catalog at all the run times, we aim for it to be under an hour.
Yeah. I don't think we've made it once.
No, we never have. I don't think so. I don't think we've ever made it under an hour 10.
There's times where I'm like, oh my God, we might, and it's like 55 minutes. Oh my God, we might be under an hour. And then it'll go to like hour 10.
And then, some question will pop up in the AMA and it'll just set up off into some weird tangent.
We'll go to end and just ramble for a bit longer. but anyway, I thought that was great news.
Yes, Cambo. That's good. It means we're hitting
the up and up.
I mean, this is things we could have talked about off air because it's about our podcast. No, but it means we're not hitting
what this is about.
We need those minutes. We need those minutes to get over.
Exactly.
7 minutes.
Without this, we could definitely be under an hour and a half. And, you know, who wants to risk that?
Okay, did this guy in the podcasting subreddit say anything specifically about our podcast?
It was inferred.
Yeah.
It was inferred that we are on the track to be one of those potential.
Yeah.
Because he was posting it on Reddit, and we're a podcast about Reddit. So.
And we just want to let him know we saw it.
Yep. Thanks, bud.
Thank you. We appreciate the fan mail. Normally, we like people to go to redditpodcast@gmail.com.
And ask us a question.
But
generally,
we saw you. Don't worry.
It was good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Funny Billy Pro. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. And thanks whoever set up Reddit for all of our fan mail that comes in. Yeah. There's too much to get to, obviously, so we do try and read some each week.
Yeah. We do a couple each time.
It's what this show is. Just us getting through our fan mail.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I have another one here. Uh-huh. This is by DWX. I think it was in the subreddit, Futurology, possibly. Okay. Old mice made young again with new anti-aging drug. Do you know what this means, Cambo?
So they were testing something on mice, an anti-aging drug on mice.
Yes.
And physically, I'm assuming, they are now rejuvenated. They are stronger.
Yeah. No more old mice. I mean, I've been sick of old mice.
That's true, yeah.
Just hanging around, not paying taxes.
That's true. And complaining about the youth.
Exactly. No, but it is actually really cool. I actually had to look into this one. So it is, it's an anti-aging drug, a new one that they've created.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was like, just going to be some other crap cream or something that does basically nothing. But when I read into this one,
suppository,
a cream suppository.
Well, we have something very similar coming up in our AMA.
Oh God. Thanks, Vin. Just before we even get to it. So this works on a cellular level. Mm-hmm. Okay. I also learned something about, cells and, cancer.
Yep.
Basically, a cell gets to a certain point where it does like one of two things, and I'm going to explain this really poorly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our style.
But it either, so it either like dies appropriately.
Yep.
Or it dies and runs amok, kind of.
Right.
And so when it dies and runs amok, it can turn into cancer.
Right.
That's actually sort of like where cancer comes from, which I didn't really know. I didn't know that that's what it was from. So, and it makes more sense now that they've said that, that it's to do with like age as well.
Yep.
Because your cells break down as you get older and you're more likely to get cancer when you get older. I was like, oh my God, it's all lining up. It's all starting to make sense.
This science thing, it's starting to prove itself,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, so this drug sort of gets rid of those bad dead ones, and I think we might even restore.
Right, so it finds old dead cells and it kind of flushes them out or restores them.
Yeah,
it's one
like
of them
that.
We don't know.
So it makes the not bad ones.
Yeah, okay,
the bad ones not bad anymore. Yeah. Okay. in some way or another. But I thought that was really cool. And they were saying that not only was it the mice were didn't have any as many wrinkles.
Yeah.
I'm assuming is one of the facts they checked. But their kidney and liver function was dramatically improved.
Ooh.
And their what would you call it? Like stamina? No. They were more active.
Right.
Where'd you go that? I don't know. Anyway.
No, stamina.
Stamina's okay.
Stamina's like your energy.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get with that. So, I thought this was really cool. Yeah. It's a really interesting, I guess, concept. Something that because, again, based on the very basic knowledge, which what I understood is basically what I just told you then.
Yep. You got some cells that go bad.
Got some cells that go bad that go good.
Yep.
It sort of seems like this isn't necessarily just anti-aging, because I feel like the term anti-aging, you do think about those like cream ads, like getting rid of wrinkles, right?
What I'm thinking is this all sounds really good, but I can't imagine this on a Nivea commercial.
Yeah. But they don't want to stop anti-aging.
The new Nivea cream, what it does is on a fundamental level, you have these cells in your body, right?
Yeah. No, they make money off people getting old, mate. They don't want an actual anti-aging drug that really works, because then everybody be young again. They'll be like, ah, damn
it. So you're not one of these vaccine conspiracy theorists, but you are one of these Nivea anti-aging cream conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That cream, mate, that does nothing for you, okay? That's fact. But, to me, what this sounded like is that when it gets started on humans, they will live longer.
Yep.
Because you have less stuff breaking down.
Yeah.
Maybe, Cambo.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Would you become immortal?
Well, not in the sense that if someone shot you in the head.
Well, obviously. I don't think... I think immortality doesn't imply that you're invulnerable.
See, no, it... No. It, to me,
no, it doesn't.
To me,
yes, but you've just misinterpreted immortality. But see, I think
a mortal person
a
mortal person dies when they get shot in the head. So an immortal person doesn't.
Yeah. No.
Well, point well made.
I don't know how to break it to you, but but I think so. You know, like...
So what again, you're asking have they created a mortal cream?
I reckon... But again, not a cream. Let's not confuse the listeners, like, too much.
Well, here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're going to eventually get to human trials.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a job.
I know.
Bloody...
They'll probably pay me
to become immortal. That's what I'm talking about.
You
earn some money and some extra life.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just don't get shot in the head.
Yeah, that's true.
Because as we've discovered, that's not what immortal is.
Do you reckon that you would become really paranoid if you became immortal? More paranoid, right? Yeah. And say, I know we've spoken about this before, and we don't really like the idea of being immortal and living forever. But if you were a person that did, and you were like, yes, I want to live forever, do you reckon you'd become more paranoid and super safe? Because you're worried, you're like, I have this gift to be able to live forever, but I don't want to screw this up, so I'm going to...
According to the critically acclaimed series Iron Fist, that is exactly what happens to one of the characters, Nelson.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I obviously didn't get too far through. I did watch a few more episodes, by the way.
Yeah.
It didn't get better. No.
Yeah, well, one of the characters is immortal, as in, like, he died and come back to life. And every time he dies, he comes back to life. But he's just super contained and reserved and doesn't like to venture outside.
Last episode I watched, he died. And now I know. You've just spoiled it for me.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I loved that TV show. okay. Anyway. So
what I'm saying is, based on Iron Fist. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yep. Cool.
No, I reckon you would. Because you'd be like, yes, I've got life. How precious is life?
Yeah.
Or would you go the opposite?
When you go like, oh, whatever. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think you would get really like, you'd box yourself in.
Yeah, that's right.
Padded walls and stuff.
Exactly. somehow. Because right now we're like, well, it's inevitable. I'm going to die. I may as well do whatever. Yeah, I may as well jump out a plane.
Yeah. Jump off a balcony. Just
Exactly. I mean, that's less common.
Yeah.
Out of a plane, I think, is more... Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, something to think about for the future. Immortality drug.
Mm-hmm.
Cream. Suppository cream. It's definitely what it is.
It's like they're the scientists. Like, wasn't there a better way to do this? Like, well, probably.
But yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You want to live forever, you got to put that cream on your finger and stick up your butt.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to pay the price if you want to live forever.
That's like in Futurama, isn't it? Where he's like, they go underwater and to stop the pressure crushing them, they have a suppository. And then they get a breathing apparatus, and then Dr. Farnsworth is like, would have been better as a suppository. Anyway, that was a joke from a TV show. I was going to say something else. Okay, wait. Okay, that was the other thing, right?
Yeah.
Drug that makes you immortal. Now, presumably, obviously, this isn't like something that you take once mm-hmm. and then it's done forever. I imagine you would need to consistently take it.
Yeah.
Do you think if this and drug... And
by imagine, you say that because you didn't read the article?
No, I did, but it doesn't make sense that it's not...
It's like a one-and-done solution.
Yeah, it's not logic.
Yeah, you're immortal now forever.
With everything science has taught me, that's just not logical that you take a pill and you...
Your cells will never break down again.
Exactly, yeah. But...
essentially, you're like refueling your car.
Yeah. So do you reckon that this drug could end up being like for really rich people? And the drug is super expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I reckon it could just be like this thing where it becomes a super important... Again, this is going on the absolute bullshit claim that it could make you immortal. I don't know that. It just sounds like that.
Maybe it just helps your liver or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. You feel a little bit better.
You're slightly less wrinkly.
Yeah, that's right. But I just reckon it could change the fabric of society
mm-hmm.
where it ends up being all about this drug and you can get it illegally, but then
do you give up your wealth for your youth?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Or it'll just end up being, you know, like you'll have one super rich, like you can imagine in countries where, especially like dictatorships, right? If they could live forever and they've got enough money mm-hmm. to keep buying this drug then they would always be
you look at Kim Jong-un, he already has the people of that country that think he's a god,
let alone
if he
survived another 100 years, you'd be like, well, I guess he is.
That's
crazy. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that one up.
thank you, you're always keeping me abreast of
food for thought.
Yeah, thank you. You're keeping me abreast of all the new medical breakthroughs.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Now it's time for Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned. Today I Learned.
This is by Morrison Hotel.
Okay.
Today I learned of the Rajneeshi bioterror attack. In 1984, a cult sprayed salmonella on doorknobs and food in a town in Oregon to poison people so they would be too sick to vote and the cult could take over the town.
Oh.
It was the largest biological attack in U.S. history.
Wow.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Would you... Yeah, as the government.
Yeah.
Imagine you're the government.
Yep.
And they said, so this cult has now taken power of this town.
Mm.
Weird one, though. Everyone got real sick on the day. It's probably nothing to it. I just thought I'd...
Yeah.
Just thought I'd mention that. Would you go, wait one sec. Come back. What did you say about everyone getting sick? Yeah, just a weird thing.
Everyone except the cult got voted in.
only the cult voted, so they are now in power. That's one thing. Unrelated.
Yeah.
Everyone got really sick. And they couldn't vote. Salmonella. Weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I'd give you those two bits of information.
Yeah.
They're separate. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't you? Because if you knew that there was a biological attack.
Yeah.
And that's what they've called it, a biological attack.
Yeah, yeah.
That put a cult in charge of a town, you wouldn't be like, no, we're going to do a re-election for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, surely their guidelines aren't so strict. They're like, oh, sorry, guys. They've really done you there.
Let's just check the law book.
There actually isn't a law against a biological attack.
Yeah, that's right.
I think there is.
I do wonder what the law says in that. I mean, obviously, were trying to not get found out.
Yeah.
Would be the number one thing, which obviously they did.
Maybe it's one of those classics where they're like, you can't do that. You can't make everyone sick on the day of an election so your cult can take over. And they go, well, actually, there's no law against
yeah,
it. And they
exactly.
go, oh, no, there is now. Dude, don't do it again.
Okay, so then do you think, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, when you put it like that, it's like everybody got salmonella poisoning.
Yeah.
And this people came into power. Presumably because of it. And they just got found out.
Yep.
How about if, just genuinely, everybody got sick on one day of voting, and nobody voted, except for maybe a couple of people? Don't you reckon they would just have to be like, well, that's it? I sort of reckon there's something
So you think, like, it's the burden of truth, really?
Yeah.
They need to prove that it wasn't just a freak outbreak of salmonella that got everyone but the cult.
I reckon. I mean, obviously they proved it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they didn't, I reckon maybe there's something to this plan.
Yeah.
Maybe it is genius.
Interesting. So you're saying that if we wanted to take power,
and
we do, obviously,
yeah,
we should poison everyone.
Yes.
Something small enough that they can't prove it.
Mm-hmm. Salmonella was too obvious.
Why don't you give them that slight cold that you have?
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of weird. No, because I could, if I needed to, I could definitely give it.
It's true.
Maybe just like give everybody a stubbed toe.
That wouldn't stop anyone from voting.
Yeah, nobody wants to walk on a stubbed toe.
Especially in this country where you get fined if you don't vote. And they're like, why didn't you vote? Oh, I stubbed my toe.
I know, but if everybody had a stubbed toe, everybody would be like, I understand. I also got a stubbed toe at that time.
No, see, that to me rings suspicion. Everyone with a stubbed toe.
But, see, that's what's so genius about it. You can't catch a stubbed toe.
That's true.
So they'd be like, well, I guess it's just this crazy coincidence. Who's going to go around quickly putting things in front of people's feet so they get stubbed toe, which is exactly how we do it.
Say, is that how you do it? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
So you have like a doorstop and you keep like putting it on the ground in front of people as they walk. Ow! Stubbed my bloody toe.
Yeah, I think
so. And then somehow you pick up that doorknob without them.
No, I could leave it there.
So you, just, like, oh, this is door. So you just have heaps of doorknobs you're dropping everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have to be doorknobs, just like sort of hard objects.
Bricks and.
Yeah.
It's going to be a heavy backpack you got yourself.
Yeah, I know. And kind of have to be like
a with that slight cold, I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's really slowing me down. I don't know. What's your genius idea, okay, Kembo? I came up with stubbed toes. You've got nothing.
What if
you
don't make him sick? What we attack is their self-confidence.
Okay.
So suddenly on the airways and stuff, we'll like pay the presenters and stuff in the traffic report, being like, you know,
the people listening to this podcast,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Traffic banked up on the Westgate Bridge. You've never been anything of note. And then also in the tunnels, just like a little subtle thing like that. So on the day they wake up and go,
I don't want to get out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in we walk, like, because we're like whistling Dixie because we didn't have, like, we know what's going on.
Yeah.
Feeling all full of confidence.
It could backfire on us, though, because we're here. I'm like, yeah, we do amount to nothing.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, that's a good one. I think more specifically as well, if you did something against the way they look as
well. Yeah,
people are very personal about
that. Hire someone outside of the voting thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you look fat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just at every like primary school and stuff where they do the voting. Yeah.
Oh, weird face. You got a big forehead. Oh, no.
Exactly. Anyway, so everybody else is trying to hand out flyers so people know which party to vote for. You're just insulting people.
Well, that's some weird feet. Ugh. That's my plan. Because then how do you prove they're psychologically scarred? Much harder.
Yeah. All right. I like it.
Yeah. Thanks.
I still think the stubbed toe thing probably takes precedent.
Look,
that's okay.
Why don't we do both? Hey, weird stubbed toe you got there.
All of you.
We were sensitive about that.
That's funny.
Quick, everyone, just turn around.
Again. Alrighty. I have another Today I Learned for you.
Yep.
This is by Gachi. Today I learned an 18th century man faked his own death to see how people would react. Mm-hmm. When his wife didn't cry, he canned her. That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Do
you think she would have canned him for faking his death
first? I sort of think that as well, right? That was my initial first thought when I read that. I was like, I reckon he would have had this moment where he's like, she isn't crying. Maybe I should try and get her to love me more or something. Because, you know, I love her so much. But he's like, no, but she's probably going to hate the fact that I staged my own death. So I better can her before she cans me.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, he's faked his own death.
Mm.
And then he makes his triumphant return.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's not mad. She's like, oh my God, I thought you were dead. This is so amazing. I can't believe you're back. He's like, yeah one thing.
Yeah.
Don't be too happy.
Yeah.
What was all this dry eyes you got going on there at the funeral?
Yeah. You know that guy off in the distance wearing a cloak?
Yeah.
That was me.
I hired him to watch my funeral.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's hilarious. But I do love this idea, actually, of...
Because
I've thought of what it would be like at my funeral. Uh-huh. I think it would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Partly because I think about, being to funerals, especially people of a younger age, you know,
mm-hmm.
that are taken before their time is up.
I can show you a little bit about what your funeral would be like.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Reddit on Reddit. Nelson's not here this week. But in a way, he is here. A couple meters off to the left in a coffin. So,
see, that was his coffin.
So that's what Nelson got up to this week.
Yeah. What did you get up to? Anyway, right in, because it's just me this time.
I haven't done any research.
Yeah. So, I think, especially the people who are younger, there's a lot of people that turn up to the funeral, you know?
Yeah.
And I just want to know the extent at which people come to my funeral that I don't really know,
right?
But they feel obligated to, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's probably like partners of those people also there.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I don't even know you.
So you want to know what your number is?
My number is that
of like
of people, how many people that I've. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, not
120. Not bad.
Not the number of people that turn up, but the distance of how far,
right, how connected, like how or disconnected
I am from the person. That's what I want to know. I wouldn't care about how many people. I'd just be like, what?
What are you
doing here? I knew you in fourth grade. I haven't spoken to you for like 20 years. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I want to know.
Here's what we could do.
Okay.
Let's fake your death.
Okay.
Yeah, and then if someone doesn't, if I don't cry, can me?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're close to the edge anyway.
It's true. I never research anything.
What do you reckon your funeral might be like?
Look, I have always said it's going to sound a bit weird, but I want my funeral to be quite fun and happy.
Mm.
I'll put on public record. Make any joke you want about me after I'm dead. Like, okay. I couldn't care. I'm dead.
Done.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I heard he stomped on puppies. Like, say whatever you want about me. I don't care. Make any joke you want. So I want my funeral to be quite fun and happy and whatnot.
Okay. It could just turn into a roast, though.
That's fine.
And it'd be this.
What am I
going to
do? Come back from the dead and be like, come on, guys.
It'd be this weird thing of people being like, oh, I want to laugh. Yeah. But I don't know. He's...
I should respect the dead, but oh, he was a prick.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But yeah, I just want people to be comfortable with the idea that they can make fun of me after I'm dead. I make fun of me now. Make fun of me after I'm dead. That's where I land on that kind of. I've always said that when I get married, I wouldn't mind like a gospel choir and a black preacher.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like, you know, like they're going, you know, oh, praise the Lord. And then he's like, oh, do you take this fine woman? And then I just want the same at my funeral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we're burning hell now. Oh, he was a sinner.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it'd be funny.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. I like that. I want people to be crying really hard at my funeral.
Yeah.
Because screw them, I'm dead. Okay. I should be their whole world. That guy that I didn't know since the fourth grade, he better be in tears, I swear to God.
See, I always said I thought it would be fun to have the entrance song of my funeral be Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
So everyone walks in and goes, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's good. No, I do think actually a more comical funeral would be appropriate.
Because I'm not like a somber guy.
Well, yeah, exactly. You need to match the person this with.
Yeah, just chuck me in the dumpster for all I care.
Do you know what I do want, which is so weird, and I just know that it would never happen?
Should I have a cannon?
Is that what...
Now, I'll do it for you.
I want to be buried without a coffin.
Oh, George is in the ground.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just nothing.
Wait, at your funeral, they've got the hole, and then a bunch of people have just got your arms and legs swinging you over the hole. Go one,
did it,
two, in he goes.
Did I not say it's so weird and probably never happened?
Imagine that your loved ones have to throw your corpse into a hole.
I know. Well, they can put like a paper bag in my head because that's kind of, you know. It would be weird if my eyes were open as they were doing it or something.
Why do you want that?
Because I feel like the wasted material of a coffin.
Yeah.
Not to mention the expense of a coffin is ridiculous.
Why don't you just have a disposable cardboard box?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because then your family doesn't have to toss your limp body into a hole.
I think that could be great.
Swing harder, son. It'd
be funny if somebody lost their grip.
One last thing you make your family do. On your deathbed, so one last thing. No coffin. Just throw me in the hole.
That's funny.
It's my dying wish.
Yeah. But I think, don't you think coffin's just not worth it?
Yeah, well, I'll just be cremated.
Yeah, I thought about cremation too, but then...
I mean, do it after you're dead.
I don't know.
Don't do it now.
Well, yeah. I'll do it when I damn bleed. I did think about cremation as well, but I just think the idea of going back to the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a really important part of life. And
you
obviously,
you didn't come from the earth.
And obviously, what?
You didn't come from the earth.
Yes, I did.
What? You were grown.
We all did, buddy.
Oh, right. Evolutionary speaking. I think, you started your life coming out of the earth.
Yeah, no.
But so in an evolutionary sense.
We're all part of...
Well, then chuck your corpse in the ocean.
Made up of...
What? I think that'd be worse. Well, because that's where we originally came from, wasn't it?
No, I don't mean... I don't even mean... Evolution. I mean, literally, we are made up of carbon and oxygen, and all that stuff goes back to the earth.
You're shot into space.
You know, there hasn't been the same amount of humans like all the time, right? Like
what?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. But so I think that's kind of like the idea of just like going back, having all the resources of me go back into the earth.
Okay,
I think that's important.
Yeah. That
and cool. I think I did think cremation's fine too, because that sort of happens eventually as well.
Yep.
But then there's still like the ashes and people normally keep it in an urn. Yeah. And also, this is what I don't know about people being cremated, right?
Uh-huh.
How long do you like keep the urn and stuff?
Well, some people like spread the ashes.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
you could do that,
yeah. Yeah, like...
But then what about the urn? Do you keep the urn?
Nah, chuck it.
But I don't know. It's kind of my point, right? How many generations go by when you're like, yeah,
here's the thing.
This is like my great, great, great grandmother. Should I? I don't know if I should throw this out. Here's the problem.
And it's not that I don't love my family.
Yeah.
But I'm not a hoarder.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, no, chug it. Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, I'd be the same for sure. Like my immediate family. Geez.
Sorry, Mom.
My immediate family, I think I'd keep that.
Yeah.
But like, one extra generation.
When I'm dead, gut me for all my organs, give them to whoever.
Okay.
Oh, not whoever, people in need. Give them to people in need. Don't just like run out the street. Have a lung.
Yeah.
But gut my organs, give them to people in need. Make any joke you want and then chuck me in the bin. I don't care.
Okay. So just a bin.
Yeah, chuck me in the bin.
I think that's worse than being chucked in the garbage, if I'm going to be honest.
Poor garbage man.
Exactly. Picks it up like, oh my God, they have to investigate him because he's missing all his organs. Like, oh my God, what happened to this person?
This wasn't a medical procedure. Oh yeah, I should have mentioned that. Medically remove my organs.
Just have your family hanging out. This is what he wanted. Funny.
Yeah, I got weird.
All right. Well, lucky, Cambo, that we can move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
Okay, this is by Full of She.
Ooh.
Just that. Ooh. It's a, you know, kind of like a play on thing. You're like, oh, I think he's going to say full of, and then the S word. But he just put S-H-I.
Now we can say it because we've got the explicit tag on our podcast.
Don't say it though.
Oh, yeah.
True. Every time you say it, a fairy dies.
Because this is a family show.
Yeah.
Talking about throwing corpses into the ground. And when we get to that AMA, it's definitely not a family show.
Oh, God. Vin, I swear to God, I don't know.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just preparing.
I have many
it.
Questions and I'll get to them
everyone. Okay. Okay. So this is full of she. Weird how shoelaces untie themselves and headphone cords tie themselves. That is an unbelievably good point.
It is a good point. I will point out that it's very rare, I'm not going to say impossible, but very rare that a headphone ties itself into a bow like a shoelace.
No, it's worse. Yeah, it ties itself into this weird knot that like not even the most elite Boy Scout could untie.
Do you think, maybe we've got a revolutionary product here, we put whatever weird wire is in headphones into shoelaces.
I think so.
Yeah.
You would never have an untied shoelace ever again.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you'd never be able to get your shoe off.
Yeah.
It'd be so tied.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of funny though. I love the idea of just putting some wires through your shoe and you don't even tie it.
Yeah.
You just
walk along.
You just walk around.
It'll eventually get there.
Exactly, yeah.
Put it in your pocket for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Anyway,
it's kind of weird that laces point. Are so prominent.
What do you mean?
I feel like shoes now, surely, like, just have elasticated everything. Like, I understand that laces
were necessary.
Well, the
Velcro strap.
Yeah.
What happened to the Velcro straps? Those were great.
They are. They're still big, but mainly just in kids' shoes.
I know. Like, I'm saying, when introduce it to adults, okay? It is a good point. They're actually so impractical, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, really? That's what I mean. Like, when shoes were first invented, obviously that was the method that you would fasten them.
Yeah.
But now, there's obviously way better things. Like most people have slip-on shoes and stuff like that.
Maybe.
It's a weird kind of hangover. Like a tie is. Like, you don't need a tie anymore. That used to hold your shirt together.
Yeah.
It's just a weird stayover.
Maybe. I think it could just come down to a monetary thing. And maybe laces are really cheap, but whereas literally the extra material that you use to cover the, you know, and the elastic and whatever you need, the Velcro straps, I reckon that could be it. I reckon could be the reason.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe if you're producing en masse.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, like a pair of Converse All-Stars, right? They've got just as much material going up the lip of that shoe. And then just holes on either side for the lace.
Mm.
Surely.
But you'd have to make it tighter as well, I reckon.
Wouldn't that be less material?
To be tighter. Yeah. But then also, you'd have to have more elasticity in it as well.
Yeah, it's the elastic. Maybe that's what's doing it right in.
Mm. If you know, write in.
Yeah. Hey, if you're Converse, write in.
Exactly. Also, if you're thinking about starting a shoe line, can the laces.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't need them.
Do you know, I had an interesting story about these guys who were advertising geniuses. I don't know, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And they like set themselves a challenge. And it was to sell a product they thought was completely mundane and rubbish.
Uh-huh.
Wait, you didn't tell me this, did you?
I didn't think so.
Okay, good. Well, it was shoelaces.
Uh-huh.
They decided to market and try and sell shoelaces, you know, and sort of, I guess, prove their abilities in a way, and just a bit of an interesting challenge.
Yeah.
And it turned out being super successful.
Huh.
And so they had like this website and stuff, and you know, they did laces in all different like colors and colors, I guess. There's not much else. I guess thickness too. I don't know. And they found that the number one buyers of these shoelaces were surgeons, because when you're a surgeon in the OR, you have nothing to identify yourself with aside from the laces, because everything is, you know, everybody wears the same thing. Right. You're wearing the mask. Yep. You might be wearing glasses, yep, whatever. Like, that is your flair, calling card, you know? It's like, not even necessarily to identify yourself with, but just to make yourself look a bit, you know, cooler. In fact, I always remember on Scrubs, they had like bandanas as well. I could imagine is another
similar thing.
But yeah, I just thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Hmm,
well done. Today I learned that.
Today you learned. Who would have known that shoelaces could be so interesting and yet so useless?
People may argue how interesting this was.
They can't fact check the interesting. Yeah, they can't. It's against the rules. Okay, I have another one.
Yep.
This is by Billus580. Oh, crap. Hopefully he's not saying bill us $580.
No, bill them, not pay them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sweet, let's do it.
Okay. I wish there was a brain defrag that would remove junk thoughts and reorder my mind. Mm. I think this is true.
Yeah. My mind is just junk.
So yeah.
If I did that, I'm scared that I might just be drop a vegetable. To the ground.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, I got rid of everything.
I don't know if there's anything of note in my brain.
Yeah. No. Well, okay. There is.
I mean, I guess.
I can't think of the specific thing right now.
Like motor functions. And
yeah, I guess you could keep that stuff. I was thinking about this just the other day, actually.
Yeah.
Just having useless stuff in your mind.
Uh-huh.
The other day, out of nowhere, you know when you hear a song or something, you start singing along to it?
Mm.
That didn't even happen to me. I just all of a sudden started singing a song, and you might not have heard of it, but it's a Weird Al song called Albuquerque.
Yeah, I know Albuquerque.
And it's kind of like a talking song, but it's just a really long
donuts.
Sorry, yeah. And then I got weasels on my face. Anyway, I started singing this song, retelling this song to myself, because when I was younger, I learned the entire words to this. It's an 11-minute song, by the way, bit over 11 minutes, I think. And today, it's still, I can recite, I reckon, about 80% of that song. And I was like, I don't need this anymore. This does not benefit me in one minute way.
Well, you may not think that, but crack it out at a job interview and you never know.
That's true. Hey guys, guess what I remembered when I was 16? Yeah, so I reckon there's a whole bunch of that sort of useless stuff where it's like, I don't need to know this anymore.
Yeah.
There's plenty of things I do.
Like I probably don't need to know the words to, you know, Sing for the Moment by Eminem.
That's true.
But
even something like that is a little bit more relevant, only because like Eminem is more of a, you know, and like you might go out and hear one of his songs, and then you'll be with people and you'll be like, hey, and you might sing it together,
right?
But Albuquerque by Weird Al, nobody is ever going to play that again.
What if you go to a Weird Al concert?
But I never would. That's the thing as well.
But he might play that accordion.
Yeah, that's true. And that would be also, even if I went to see Weird Al in concert, I can guarantee you he's not going to do the Albuquerque song because it's an 11-minute song of him just talking, basically. Oh, man. It's so ridiculous. I don't know.
Yeah, it's from the album Running With Scissors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's pretty funny songs. I actually really like some Weird Al songs. He had one called Bob, which is full of palindromes. And I remember one of them, which is God, a red nugget, a fat egg under a dog. It's a good one. Yeah.
I was hanging out to buy that album. That album came out came up the other day in conversation. We're talking about like first albums and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I remember hanging out to buy that album because it had Star Wars parody on it.
Oh.
And I was right in the middle of Phantom Menace fever.
I heard that before I heard the American Pie song.
Oh,
for
really?
Real. Yeah. I thought those were like the legit lyrics, and then I heard American Pie. I was like, what? This is a real song? And
it he
was
doesn't like, mention Boston Ass once in this song.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's really funny. And then so when American Pie would come on, I'd start singing the like, you know, Qui-Gon Jinn. Yeah. And,
talk do you still
the
remember the first
Federation
album?
In
the... Do you still remember the first album you brought?
Mm.
Mine's a weird one.
Yes. Oh, mine's embarrassing. Well, I had bought for me.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
oh,
one
yeah,
of
I
two.
Think mine was the
it
same.
Was one of two. I can't remember. One was Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
The other one.
That stands up today.
The other one was Aqua.
Aqua. Oh,
yeah,
I.
Like Barbie Girl.
Yeah, I've. Mine was Savage Garden.
Ah, yeah,
the
yeah.
self-titled Savage
yeah,
Garden.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I don't know. Who's just gayer? Right in.
Yeah. you know what? I think Savage Garden, because I'm a Barbie Girl, is it's a classic.
Talk about chicks.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty. We can move on now, if you'd like. Cambo?
I'm fine with it.
To Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by Green Gorillas.
With was a that Z. With a Z?
Yeah, yes. See? I pronounced it correctly because you knew. men of Reddit.
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
And men of Reddit on Reddit podcast. Huh.
Oh,
sweet. I didn't even notice that when I wrote it down. What does being a man mean to you?
Penis.
Yeah. I think that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, okay. If we're talking biologically.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Being a man. Okay, so obviously they're talking about the sense of, you know, if you're a man. You
be
know,
a man.
You know how to fight, you know how to, you know, so in yeah. that kind of sense.
Look. So is that it? Is there an element to you? Because you said, like,
no,
fighting, is that something that you
no,
think?
No, I don't think any of that is true. I think if you're going to be a man, quote-unquote man, which just means, you know, like, it's got nothing to do with gender specifically. But
yeah.
I think just being exactly who you are.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Like, if you're a flamboyantly happy person that loves color and you were just completely that, then, yeah, you're a man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I sort of agree with that. I mean, and I think I knew we would agree in a sense that...
Because we always agree?
We Yeah, that's right. That's what makes this such a good podcast.
Lack of conflict.
No, in the sense of other people's perception of what being a man is,
yeah.
We disagree with.
Yeah.
You know,
we're not that.
Which is exactly. That's the main reason yeah. I disagree with. I want to be a man. I just don't think you're right.
We don't have muscles and we don't have to fix stuff.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, I think that idea of being somebody that can fight and is really macho, that's not really.
I guess what I'm trying to say is like standing up for what you like and what you believe.
Mm.
You know,
but then women could also do that.
No,
but then they'd be a man, I guess.
That's true. And then how does gender work? It's so fluid.
I think it goes back to the penis thing.
let's stick with penis and vagina.
Yeah, that's right.
What's some kind of biological chromosome count?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. X and Y. And yeah. Anyway. Anyway, I just thought that's sort of where our conversation would go, and I'm happy to move on.
Yeah, cool.
Even as I wrote this one now, it's like, I reckon we're going to talk about roughly this, and then that'll be it.
We'll hit all the points you had in your head.
Yeah.
We can move on.
That's it. Okay. This is by Barry Brickle. What do you think will look barbaric about us to people in the future? The way we look at barbaric things in the Dark Ages.
I have often thought that in... You okay?
No, yeah, I'm fine. I just... Never mind. Just keep going.
Yeah, okay. You just had a bit of a stunned look on your face all of a sudden.
It was a stroke, actually. Okay, a mini stroke.
I always thought that maybe in the future they're going to look back at microwaves.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. As like actually,
Wait, you were nuking your food?
Yeah.
You were putting it with microwaves?
Yeah, exactly.
And you stood there in front of it?
Like, do you know... That's what created nuclear bombs.
That is radiation going into your food. Yeah, but you had to wait longer if it was in the oven.
Oh,
so,
no, yeah. On the stove. Oh, God.
Yeah, so like, I feel like smoking.
Yeah,
it'll come out that it's super unhealthy. And everyone's like, why did you ever think that was healthy?
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, but that's right.
I don't know science.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
It's probably fine.
I think you also brought up a good one, that smoking. I think smoking will become really weird. Because I have been a smoker a few times. Mm-hmm. And
most nights.
And I think that I was saying to somebody a little while ago, I'd be totally happy if cigarettes are illegal.
Mm-hmm. Are you still smoking?
No, I haven't.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, I would be totally happy if cigarettes were illegal and they just didn't exist anymore. I think that's for the better. And I think that probably a lot of smokers would agree, but it's just so addictive that it's like incredibly hard to give up. But I think one day it will eventually get there. Nobody will smoke anymore and people will be like, they did what? They inhaled what? And they knew how bad it was for you?
It took how long to make it illegal?
Exactly, yeah. And mainly to do with the fact that you can't convey the addiction, you know, when you tell people. Because all you say is, well, people used to put smoke into their lungs, which destroyed their lungs and gave them cancer. People be like, why the hell? Like, you don't even give that a second thought.
Yeah.
But when you... grow up, and the reason why I started smoking was literally just because peer pressure, basically.
Yeah.
And then you start, and then you get addicted, and then that's what keeps people smoking, even though they know it's terrible, you know, terrible for you. So, yeah, I think you're right saying that. That'd be one that just becomes super weird.
So I had two.
You did, but you could only have one, so I take the smoking out of that. Now, I was thinking sort of along the same lines of the microwave thing, I think. I think cars, maybe.
Right.
I'm talking like really far into future.
Yeah.
I would say. Cars, I think the like idea of the amount of damage it's doing to the environment right now. I think people will be like, wow, why did people drive that? Just the amount of pollution that they put out.
Yeah.
I think people will find that super weird in future, yeah.
It literally uses resource from the earth
and
then pollutes the earth.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes out the other side.
Yeah, that's right.
It ruins the earth in two ways.
Exactly, yeah.
Got a long drive home, actually. Pollute the earth.
So you bloody jerk.
Now that you've got a bike, you're all up.
I decided... not to get another job because it means I would have to drive there. So
we can ride there now.
That's true. Well, guess I better get a job.
I'll sell the bike.
Now, do you know, I actually would have either taken more public transport or ridden to work in my previous job. But because I was in a role where I could potentially have to leave and go to a store or something like that, I always had to have my car. Yeah. It's really annoying. Because I'd save money on parking stuff. So anyway, the other thing I was going to say, I was going to mention after the smoking thing, but I forgot.
Yeah.
One thing that is sort of going away that I didn't expect is the use of marijuana. I think.
Do you think
more places over the world is making it legal?
Do you think that that's making it lose its edge?
Um,
like it's now legal that people are like, oh, it's not that cool anymore. You can do it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I've never really smoked weed. I have a couple times in my life, but that's about it. And I think it will be more so, potentially in the future, there will still be less smoking of it, you know? It'll just be like in brownies and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think there is, I don't think there'll be that, that big a percentage of people being like, oh, that's not cool anymore because it's
legal.
Because it's legal. But, you know, there has been sort of studies to say, like, it does way less harm than tobacco.
Yeah.
And it, you know, has a lot of medical benefits as well. So I think that it could perhaps be weird that maybe, you know, in future when it's being used quite commonly to treat like seizures and things like that, and people are like, why was this ever illegal. Made illegal, you know? And I think we're sort of like on the cusp of that now. But I think just touching that, I'm pretty sure the hallucinogen, I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure the hallucinogen within marijuana is being taken out when used medically all stores that are actually selling marijuana, it takes out the hallucinogen. Yeah. I think. I don't know. But
you heard it here first. Nelson has confirmed.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and as two guys that don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
Like, I think neither of us care whether it's legalized.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
right.
Because it's dumb.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely don't really care about that one. But it could be one of those things where, okay, make it legal, everybody uses it, and then in like 200 years time, they realize, oh my God, this has been so bad. Not even that one, you know? Like, because that was...
That was a terrible idea.
That's exactly what tobacco was, really, you know? People started doing it, they were like, this is fine, nothing wrong with it. And then all of a sudden they realized, like, you know, all these symptoms and then people getting cancer and they were like, this isn't good. Anyway, just thought I would mention that.
I think you had a stroke again.
Yeah, I did. Because I was like, I don't know, don't worry about it, it's fine. Guess what, Camber? We're over an hour.
Yes, we can end now.
Yeah.
Read you later.
But we have to go on. To ask me anything.
Yep.
Now,
which one do you want to start with?
Well, I think we should just start with Vince.
Okay. So for people that have been following along,
rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah. For people that have been following along, Vin had a 3-part question.
Yeah.
And we've answered 2 of the parts, and we were fairly certain he was leading us into a trap. That was going to ask a grotesquely rude question.
Yep. And we were right.
Yep. We hit the nail on the head there.
I still like to say that I did not encourage this, okay?
No.
You were the one, Gabber. Yep. You started it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Look, I took the risk. And I think the listeners are going to find it paid off.
In a very negative way.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Paid off badly.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think the first question he asked us from memory was, what food could we live without?
Could we not live without?
Could we not live without?
Yeah. It's very important that that's part of it. Yeah.
The second question was, if we could be any other man, who would we be?
Yeah.
And now he's got to part 3.
And by the way, I don't know whether I told you this, but I actually got a text message from Vin.
Okay.
During the week. And he said, you ruined my 3rd question.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, we don't really give traditional answers because from memory, the first question...
Uh-huh.
I said, there's not really anything I couldn't go without. I don't love one particular food, but maybe if I had to choose, meat.
Yeah.
And then you basically said the same thing, but with chocolate.
Yeah.
And then for the second question about which male we'd turn into, mm-hmm. I said something stupid about being Jesus, just because then I could prove he either did or did not exist.
Yeah.
And if he did, I'd have superpowers.
Yeah.
And then settled on Kim Jong-un
because
then I could end his reign of terror. Yeah.
And I said Ryan Reynolds mainly because I'd seen Life a few days before.
Exactly, so
he was just a man.
So we didn't really, I think, play into his hand too much. So,
well, with that in mind, Nelson, do you want to read the latest bit of correspondence from Vin?
Yes, okay. All right, so anyway, he says, hi, guys. Enjoying the fact that you have played along so far.
Not a good start.
If you had a choice between having to take Ryan Reynolds,
that's
Cambers. Yep. Or Kim Jong-un's Nelson's man pole up the butt while eating a big slice of chocolate cake Cambo or a 300-gram steak Nelson. Or sit on your food and suck Ryan / Kim off. You have to finish one or the other. Damn it. Oh, Vin, you're so gross. I just
guess the
you have kids. Vin has kids.
Yeah, this is a father. This is a father asking these questions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Vin? Get your kid to listen to this show. Then, maybe you'll clean up your act.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, I guess the second one.
Yeah, I was thinking the first one.
Okay, well,
I'd eat a steak while Kim Jong-un's man pole is up. Because it's got to be small, right?
Yeah. So I yeah, that's true, yeah. See,
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, oh, mate. I mean, that is going to be...
Because I'm just thinking, like, food on your butt is less intrusive.
Then, it might make its way out there. You got chocolate cake, mate. That's going to squish.
But less so than Ryan Reynolds.
It's true.
Like, I can just kind of, like, have a shower and get most of the chocolate cake just out.
Mm.
But, you know, I'll suck them off.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad we cleared that one up.
Now, my favorite thing about Vin's email is, in reference to, I think, last week's.
Yeah, yeah.
It says, regards, sent from my Samsung Galaxy smartphone, sent from my iPhone, sent from my iPad, sent from my computer, sent from my tablet, sent from my car.
From his car. That one's impressive.
Yeah.
Well,
I wonder if he thinks I was connected to his phone and his kids ever read his emails.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be funny.
Also, he said,
"I'm going to go over. I know where he lives. I'm going to go over and show his kids."
This is what your father does. He did send us a second question. Maybe we'll save that for next.
Week. We'll save that for next week because I'll read the bit that says, "If you choose not to read and answer my question, please tell the listeners that you chickened out and you can read the next question."
Well, so, joke's on you, Vin. We didn't chicken out.
We didn't chicken out.
We just gave you a really half-assed answer.
I wish we had have, yeah. But...
Anyway. I got one here from Beth.
Okay.
She wants to know, who is a person in your field of employment choice, like what you want to do as a career, that you genuinely look up to?
Okay. So now I have to think of what... career I'd want.
Well, what's
really?
What's your dream job? And who's someone that you look up to that does it?
I sort of don't really. Okay.
You really love gaming, right? You love spectacle gaming.
Yes. But no, I'm going to tell you what it is, really. Because in gaming, not really. Yeah. There's like pro players and then commentators, and I don't really want to do either of those things. Uh-huh. And so then the thing that I do want to do is like run my own business within that. So the only person I can think of at the top of my head that's really more about entrepreneurship than anything else is Richard Branson.
Oh, sorry.
Probably, yeah. Do you know, it's fine. It sounds a bit bad. I mean, it's a tricky question because I'm kind of forced to give that answer in a way. Yeah. It's not like I'm like, oh man, Richard Branson's the bomb. But if I had to choose somebody like a entrepreneur who's like, been really successful and somebody that I think I could learn off, it would be him and
not Elon Musk.
I actually think from what I know about Richard Branson, I know more about Richard Branson than I do Elon Musk.
You are wearing that Richard Branson t-shirt.
That's true. The iHeart.
Oh, you're just saying that you're a virgin.
Yeah. Yes. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a clever play on words.
Yeah.
Write in if you enjoyed that.
So he wrote an autobiography, which I didn't read. But I have heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
And people and it's often
it's often
quoted, right? A lot of the things that he talks about in the book has been like quoted about his life and things like
that. You flip through it in Borders. For,
I read the blurb. So for one thing, he was dyslexic when he was younger. And dyslexic? Yeah. If I'd read it, I'd be 100% sure.
90% sure. It wouldn't make any sure sense because it'd be all written out of order.
Exactly, yeah. You just open the book like, what the hell is this? No, and he was saying that it was extremely hard for him to learn, basically, when he was younger, and he had to put more effort in than anybody else around him, essentially, yeah, to like learn just as much. Mm-hmm. And he felt that, and it's something that I strongly believe in, maybe from Richard Branson, I don't know, that failure and learning to fail is an incredibly important part of human development. Yeah. And you will be less successful in life if you don't accept failure, basically. And so he was kind of saying he feel like his dyslexia, was him failing all the time.
Yeah.
And so, but he had to just push through. So he was kind of forced to learn this, whereas other people don't have that hindrance. And I do agree, when you hear about some successful people, like quite a lot of successful people, they have had some like massive hindrance in their life, you know, not necessarily everyone, but I think a lot of people have had this thing where they're, I don't know, maybe their family was extremely poor when they were younger, and they've had to like struggle with that. And it was kind of this constant failure and constant like trying to get back up on that. So I think maybe, yeah, like
one of the hardships, like Richard Branson was dyslexic. If someone like Billy Connolly was abused as a kid, Donald Trump's dad only gave him $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
These things that they have to go through, these hardships.
Yeah, that's right. See, pretty rough.
Mine is obviously film related, because that's what I want to do.
Yep.
And this is a person who I don't actually love all of their films, but I love them. I think that they're great. And it's Robert Rodriguez.
Yep. Who is a filmmaker. Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Oh, mate, me and him.
He's a filmmaker.
Tell me some of his films. I mean, for the people that don't know.
Most famously, he did the El Mariachi trilogy, which was like Desperado and Once Upon a Time in Mexico and El Mariachi.
Okay.
Directed Sin City. Directed one of the Grindhouse
films. The first Sin City?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I think he directed both.
I didn't like the second one.
No, I don't actually like all these films. Mm. He directed the Machete films.
Aha. Uh-huh. Machete.
Yeah.
That was cool.
He also directed all the Spy Kids films.
Oh.
And do you know that the Spy Kids films and the Machete films are connected?
What?
In Spy Kids, their uncle is Uncle Machete, who's played
by... Is it really? Yeah. Is the same guy?
Yeah. So just think about that. That's in the same universe.
Wow. Apparently. That is one extreme to the other.
He also directed Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
I didn't mind that. Well,
here's why I respect Shark Boy and Lava Girl, right? They're characters that his kids created, and he made that a film for them.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's right. So cool, yeah.
So that's what I mean. But what I like about him, he wrote this, he famously made El Mariachi's first film for $7,000.
Right, yeah.
And he wrote a book called Rebel Without a Crew. But his whole thing is, one, just learn how to do everything.
Yeah,
it'll come in handy. Even if you don't have to do it when you succeed,
yep,
just know how to do
it. Done. Tick. Yep.
Because
next,
people can never really like pull the wool over your eyes. Because like, no, I know how to do this.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yep. Two, kind of like you're saying you need to fail.
Mm.
He said that the rule of filmmaking is, you know, write three scripts, throw them out, and then your fourth script will be the good one. He's like, no, man, make them all.
Yeah.
Just make every script. Right. Just see what you can do.
Yeah,
I really like his mentality of just go make something. Don't worry about what it is. You'll learn something from it.
Yeah,
And he always comes in under time and under budget in every one of his films.
Yeah, and maybe he should have put more money into the terrible ones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
didn't think about that. Put more time and money into it, and maybe it'd be better.
But I really like he writes and directs, and he shoots his own films, and he scores his own films.
Yeah, right.
And he made a studio just in his house.
Yeah.
In Texas, just got a studio in his house. I really like him. I think he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And his big thing is he wants to teach everyone how to do what he did.
Mm.
He's not like, you can't be like me. It's like, no, fucking, it was real easy. Like, check it out.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't love all of his films, but I really like him.
Yeah. It's good. I like him now after hearing about him.
Wow. He's no Richard Branson.
He's certainly not. Richard Branson could take him in a fight any day.
He also has a book that you didn't read.
Whatever. Anyway, that was Reddit on Reddit.
Yep.
The podcast.
An adaptation of the movie.
TV show. Do you know what I thought about doing?
What?
We could do a live stream on Twitch, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Just by the way.
Yeah.
Listeners, we'd get like, what do you think about that? Would you watch? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, we could just do it on Facebook as well.
Yeah, we could.
Twitch is probably more live streamy.
Yeah. There's, I mean, it's based for it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's the thing people want, we could do it.
Yeah.
They'd be very unimpressed by what it looks like when we podcast.
Exactly.
I like to think that some people think we have more of a professional setup than we do.
Yeah. Well, it ruins the imagination of, you know, when you're thinking about everybody, like, how would you stub everybody's toe?
Yeah.
You kind of ruin it when it's just us talking to each other.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And they'll see all this crew that's in here that makes it sound even better.
I know. That's true.
Our producer over there, our sound mixer guy over there.
Hey, shh, don't talk. Yeah. God.
We'll edit that.
They're always trying to get in.
Yeah, we'll edit it out. You won't hear a thing.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for writing in. Beth and Vin. Well, Vin, eh.
Beth, thank you, Vin. Think about what you've done.
Exactly. If you would like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T podcast at gmail.com, at Facebook, at Twitter. And also what we'd really love you to do.
Yes, I just remembered this.
I know. And because you remembered and you pulled that face, I was like, oh my God, I remember too.
Oh no, I had a stroke.
Oh, yeah. Well, funny. That triggered something in my memory.
That could be a stroke.
We would really love it
if
you could subscribe to us on iTunes and rate us.
Yep.
And maybe on Podbean as well.
Yeah.
And also on Stitcher.
Whatever your podcast.
No, all of them. I don't care what you use. Yeah. All of these things, subscribe and rate us.
Please.
Please.
Yeah.
Also do high ratings, not low ones. Okay. Look, you would have to really hate us to do a low one, wouldn't you? Like to take your time out of your day to
get
like,
through to this part of the podcast
exactly,
as well.
Exactly.
They have listened for over an hour to hear us ask them and they go, you know what? No. Yeah. No, they're gonna get a low rating.
Yeah, that's right.
For new listeners, sorry about the start. It did get better, I think.
Yeah.
Around the middle.
Get better. It got now less personal about our personal lives and what your brother
and now it's very quickly gone off the rails.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll reach you later.
Hey, I did it.